Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 6/12/2020. Ladies and gentlemen, just getting to be wild weasel time. Well, let's go here to chapter 38, Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord coming to me saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed, with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, and all of them handling swords. I think those are tanks, personally. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands. Now, Brother Quayle always used to talk about Gomer as being part Germany, part France, perchance. And then, in terms of that, I'm going to read you a little something that Steve sent me today. It's quite interesting. But now, let's go back to this. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of safety, out of all the nations they shall dwell safely, all of them. And then thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Verse 10 of chapter 38, And thus saith the Lord God, It shall also come to pass. So in other words, besides all of these first nine verses, it shall also come to pass, because those are talking about Gog and Magog coming against Israel. But thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let me tell you. That's the center of the United States. That's the wheat belt, the cattle belt, you see. That's, if you look at it, the food basket, the bread basket of the United States and of the world. And to wit, on terms of that, living in the state of Kansas, I guess Kansas is now all ready to go back in the fall, perhaps prior to the election, if necessary. On May 6th, Kansas Department of Health and Environment, KDHE, Secretary Dr. Lee Norman said it would not be good science to say if stricter restrictions previously in place will need to be reimplemented. He said it comes down to the speed of reporting from counties. There's currently that could be an order, a second stay-at-home order could be managed much better than before, according to WIBW. He says it makes sense for two reasons. One, that is the incubation period for the virus, and you like to see it in two-week increments if you're making headway. Secondly, we're always trying to catch up in terms of reporting and data entry. Boring as that may sound, it's a real phenomenon. Okay, that's all from May, okay? Now, listen. Norman said state officials have learned a lot and are ready to re-implement stay-at-home orders if an outbreak materializes. After he spoke, Kansas demon commie rat Governor Laura Kelly said a second coronavirus wave could be seen in November, coinciding with the elections, you see. Well, did Sharice Davis, the Harvard-trained lesbian American MMA fighter, did the Harvard-trained MMA fighter Sharice Davis, who's now the representative from the illustrious district that I happen to live in? Ridiculous. And people voted for her because she was nicer than Trump, you see. And all the people that, all this money, you just wait. They're just not going to get it. But I'm going to tell you what. Old Laura Kelly, the governor from Kansas, old Laura Kelly, she's going to go and, you know, she says, I think that our schools, in a matter of 3 or 4 days, were able to put together a pretty comprehensive continuous learning program outside of our school buildings. Well, in November, if we have to say, we have to leave the buildings for a while. So then now they've got a whole new program, you see. So now they've got their plan and all their stuff. So now they've shut it all down, okay, and now we're reopening up. But it looks like things might get better, see, blaming it all on Trump. So consequently, it looks like Laura Kelly to Kansas is going to possibly, right prior to the election, probably, you see, find a way to say that the things are up. And if you notice, all of a sudden it's COVID this and COVID that, COVID the other, and oh boy, we're running the spikes. They're doing a lot more testing. They're really implementing a lot of testing in Florida for sure real quick behind the scenes. Not necessarily the governor, but the people doing the testing, you see, trying to make sure to try to deny Trump this new Jacksonville event that he's going to have. But I'll tell you, President Trump's behind-the-scenes people are not doing him anything very well. The Juneteenth thing in Tulsa was the ridiculous time to start all of his things up. He should have started them somewhere else.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting knocked off the air, getting popped and cropped and delayed, and to make it sound like old Hawks of Goofball. So anyway, at the same time, you know, it seems as though my Internet is still on, but they're doing something through the satellite to hit the thing. So we're back on the tin can and string, so that's okay. And we've done that before, so we'll be able to do it again. Now, let me tell you what. That just tells me right there that when you start to hit the nail on the head, you start to get hit the nail on the head. So the fact is, they're going to try to lock this thing down before the election, try to force the mail-in ballots, which they're going to really go back to here real quick. And then they're going to print as many of those as they want to print, and they're going to try to get you Joe Biden, old Joe, who's just leading the pack right now. But he's getting bored of talking about what he's talking about, because in the midst of it, he recognized he didn't remember what he was talking about. So he decided he was bored with what he was talking about, you know? This thing is so screwball, you can't believe it. President Trump has done a lot of things at the same time. The people that allegedly serve him as his advisors are not doing a very good job of, you know, bringing him on to make sure that he's the next president of the United States. If you hear the behind-the-scenes stuff, it's not good. And you may be saying that, well, people think, you know, people are crazy and they're going to vote for Biden. Well, I'm going to tell you what. 99 out of about 100 listen to CNN and MSNBC. And the regular CBS and ABC and this one, that one, and the other one, don't listen to Fox News, okay? Or don't read anything on the internet except for their Facebook page where somebody tells them that Trump's a racist, or Trump is this, or Trump is that. But let me tell you something. There are Luciferians that worship Lucifer, fallen angel types, and they're alien pond scum from across, you know, different galaxies and planets. They're alien pond scum from outer space or from interdimensional portals, okay? And now we were on Ezekiel 38:39. And Brother Quest sent me this today. It was from Search Paul. France makes Antarctica power grab and then launches a nuclear ballistic missile toward the United States. Now, this is Search Paul saying that a Ministry of Defense report circulated in the Kremlin today stated that at, let me see what the date of this thing was here, June 12, 2020. So basically in the ODAR 30, the High Command of Aerospace Forces detected a launch of multiple warhead thermonuclear ballistic missile emanating from the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of Finisterre, France, whose trajectory saw it heading for the eastern coastal region of the United States. It was identified as an M-51 submarine-launched oceanic nuclear warhead ballistic missile that carries 6 to 10 independently targeted T-75 miniaturized thermonuclear warheads, each having about 110 kilotons of explosive power. Now, comparison to that, Little Boy was a nuclear bomb dropped on Hiroshima, was 15 kilotons. So if these got 6 to 10 independently targetable, miniaturized, 110 kilotons, you got some power there. And it was test fired by the French Triomphant-class nuclear ballistic missile submarine La Temeraire, and immediately responded to by U.S. Air Force RC-135R Cobra Ball launched surveillance aircraft that scrambled from its base in Puerto Rico, which itself was quickly met in the air over the Caribbean Sea by a French Navy Falcon 50 Surmar maritime surveillance aircraft. But most critical to note that all of that occurred in less than 24 hours after France made a sudden power grab by extending its Antarctic marine space by 150,323 kilometers. So about 94,000 miles yesterday, and greatly, vastly expanding the French claim on the continent of Antarctica called Adélie Land, which is part of the French southern and Antarctic lands, okay, known as Terre Australes et Antarctiques Francais, or TAAF, T-A-A-F. So they're getting some more taffy, all right, apparently. Now, the new show, Search Ball, does show the tracks of the Cobra Ball on the screen, also of the Falcon surveillance craft. But now, here's the thing. You get into it, and then she goes into the fact that discovered in Antarctica was a, by old Jacques Vallée, and brought out and first... worked on a lot of things for NASA and a lot of other things. And he was the one of involved with the 77 film classic, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Matter of fact, he had a little cameo thing on that. Interdimensional hypothesis, he said, related to all of the extraterrestrials or the realities or dimensions that coexist separately alongside our own. So apparently over the past month, according to the article, the details of interdimensional hypothesis advanced by Dr. Vallée exploded into consciousness researchers when the world started finding discovered in Antarctica may have spotted a parallel universe going backwards in time findings that discovered hyperactive particles in Antarctica that officially defy all known rules of physics. This is quite interesting. WhatDoesItMean.com. WhatDoesItMean.com is where Social Paul's website's at. So, which caused American scientists to declare there's something mysterious coming up from the frozen ground in Antarctica, and it could break physics as we know it. Well, Brother Quayle and I and others, and you remember Greg Evenson on this program years and years ago, we're talking about the fallen angels coming back. I've also told you a lot of times how I think that ancient technology is being turned on by the fallen angel types who return to Antarctica in the deep underground bases and all of that. And then I want you to go to this because this has got interesting footage on it. Steve has done a great book over the years, not too long ago, Empire Beneath the Ice. All about the Nazis under Antarctica and all of that. And New Schwabenland and all of that. And how then also in Operation I Jump, where Admiral Byrd went down there with the elite U.S. military forces to fight him. Well, there has always been stuff that has come out since about the late 90s, early 2000s. There was Russian footage that came out, and that Russian footage is on a video here that is showing U.S. forces of the U.S. forces of Byrd down in Antarctica, and they're showing them, fighting. And in a fight with alien spacecraft or with UFOs. And if you've never seen that footage, you should go and look at it. WhatDoesItMean.com. WhatDoesItMean.com. So apparently we've got something. Now, that's kind of interesting because for a day or two or so, I have talked with some of the people that I always talk about, and I sometimes send them the different people that are interested in the Mimic. And let me just go to Mimic again right now because, isn't that interesting? Very interesting. Let's see here. Let's see. Now they've taken the connections off. Yes, of course. Yeah. Now they knocked my computer off the air, ladies and gentlemen. Well, the Mimic, I've been watching a signal, a massive energy signal that was coming. And as you looked at your screen, I talked about it last night, if you recall. There was a huge energy wave in a loop coming out of what would be Antarctica and coming up over the Arctic and then down through the Atlantic and then going down in to through the Caribbean, down into South America. Now, I don't think that is the missile, and I don't know where the missile went or if it got knocked out of the box or what the deal was. But let me just take a look here and see if I can spot it. I'm going to go to North Atlantic and see what we got here, if it's still doing the same thing. Yes, if you go to tropic.ssec, tropic.ssec.wisc.edu, and you go up there and look for the Mimic TPW2M, Mimic TPW2M, and you go in there and you'll find different domains. You'll have color, scale, layer, domain, time span, animation, etc. Click on that, play around with it a little bit, and then you'll see I'm looking at the North American domain, or the North Atlantic, and I'm seeing it coming back down. Let me see if I can look here and look at the global 180 view. And you'll have to go to look at this because this is quite interesting. And that is still appearing on the map, but it's coming from the Antarctic region, all right? And it's coming up in a loop over Europe and over the Arctic and then coming down through the Atlantic right right into the heart of South America, into Brazil, near the Três Pontes, and all the way down into, it looks like, Bolivia and all of that. And then it goes, I'm looking now, it's continuing on down, back, making a loop back to Antarctica. With all kind of weird stuff going on there, too. And I'm going to tell you, we've been telling you about the gates. Greg Evenson told you about the information he had. Brother Quayle's told you all about the things that he knows about in Antarctica. And then he also, with regard to the French, the Lord had showed him long would be involved and that they would go against Israel and the United States in the end time, right? Then the times we're talking about the Gog-Magog War. And, you know, 16 years ago, Brother Quayle and I, he had me on as a guest, and then he put me on the air, and that first night he said, Hawk, you and I have talked a lot about this, and you have paid a lot of attention about what's going on over the globe. Tell me what you see to getting ready to happen. And I talked about it that day, and we went all the way around the globe, all the things. Most of those things that I and Steve discussed back then are already in play right now. You got the Greeks and the Turks and all these different people in the Middle East, you know, going at it, getting ready to go at it. This whole thing is right out of Matthew 24, Luke 21, and heading towards Revelations. Now, we have a bull in the china shop, and you got a choice between him or you got a choice between a propped up, demonically controlled communist Bolshevik, you know, Delmarva mob boss type guy, okay? Who will have a junkyard dog, stone cold, probably believing Luciferian woman, probably, to make sure that he gets the vote. And they will be for everything. Free this, free that, free the other. Orange man bad, Trump is bad, it's all his fault. The whole thing will just go nuts. And you might sit there and think, well, Trump will just whoop up on this guy. But the campaign is not going to be a normal campaign. And we're going to have other shoes drop here presently. While you still have the opportunity and the time, as I've been telling you, and the Lord has urged me to tell you for 16 years, to prepare for what is getting ready to come. I am up on the wall. I do watch. I have been watching. I've also paid attention to what the Lord has told me to tell you. You can get your emphasis and basis for it in Matthew 25, which comes right after Matthew 24. It is a message of preparation, not an allegory or not a symbolic. He's saying, get the lamp oil, get the wicks, get ready to go into the marriage. And if you're not wise, you're not going to do it. But when you go out to get your stuff and you come back and the door's shut, then what is the Lord Jesus said to those foolish virgins? When they say, oh, Lord, Lord, open unto us, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. If you do not have food, water purification, if you do not have a firearm or two or three, one for each adult at least, and it should be at least a sidearm, meaning a pistol or a revolver, and a rifle or a shotgun for each adult. For the younger children who are, you know, of age, who can learn to hunt and learn to shoot, then a .22 rifle or a pump shotgun or whatever it is they can use for their target practice would be advisable. Because there may come a time when the new fill in the blank autonomous zone overtakes you. When the new Antifa BLM, we're all so peaceful, we've added in the Muslims and all of the wild weasels and the anarchists and all the people. What was it I told you again last night about Pike? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. you see. That's what he says. And it's going to be such a formidable social, economic, and political, you know, mess and problems. And I'm not quoting Pike at this time because I'm just kind of sitting up here, but I can quote him real quick. Let's just quote him real quick again. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. Are we starting to see that? Which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery. Have we seen any of that in New York City or in Minneapolis in terms of the riots or in Santa Monica or wherever it might be for you? Show clearly the nation the effects of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves. Why are they going to have to defend themselves? Well, Pike knew that then the cops would all be gone. The cops or the police and the order, the law and order portion of society would be missing in the midst of all of these nihilists, those who want to tear everything down, and the atheists. And he says, citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization, you see. And then Pike says that because of that, people are going to turn basically against Jesus and will then embrace the full Luciferian doctrine, you see. Well, what he's talking about is probably there's going to be the signs and wonders. You're going to have the little G guy, the AC, overlaid by Lucy himself, you see. Or herself, or androgynous self, or whatever Lucy claims to be this day, all right? So you better get ready to fight. This is not about, we're beyond the time, you see. We're at the time when Jesus is talking about, in the red letters, when he's talking about what's going to happen. And we're not talking, he's not talking about not going through it. He's saying those that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. Now, he's not saying that if you are saved by the blood of Jesus, that if you were to die, that you don't go to heaven. He's not saying that. But what he's saying is that you're here, you're going to go through it, and this is going to be so bad that if it were not short, there will be no flesh left on earth. You're going to see stuff you cannot believe. Already what we're seeing now, this is just the beginning of sorrows, okay? So why do you prepare, let's say with food? Why would somebody get, you know, freeze-dried food or do home canning or even get a home freeze-dried machine and start to work on that or to dry beef or salmon or whatever up in the areas in Alaska and to put it away or whatever it might be. Just regular canned goods, dehydrated foods, or to buy it, you know, from whoever sells it, you know, Mountain House or Alpenair or New Manna or Wise or whoever's got it. You see what I'm saying? The reason you do that is because if you can eat and your family and you can eat for the next month or the next 6 months or the next year, oh, that would be a blessing, or the next 3.5 years of a tribulation, let's say, or maybe just give it an extra, let's make it 4 or 5. I mean, however much it could be done, and those are there, out there, that don't have anything in their larder, or very little, but they could put back easily 3-4 years of food for their entire family and for their few of their neighbors and their cousins and all the in-laws if they choose to see them into their, you know, areas. But whatever you've got, and if you can do nothing else, then you pray to Lord Jesus to assist you with acquiring of more of the foodstuffs and the things for the future. And if you can't do anything else, say, Lord, can you give me an extra few bucks so I can get a few more cans of the Chunky Soup, which is starting to disappear, or the Progresso Soup, or the Denny Moore Beef Stew, or the Hy-Vee Beef Stew, or the whatever it might be brand in your area, all right? And, or the Chef Boyardee, or the whatever it is, you see, Franco American. Extra cans of mixed vegetables, extra cans of fruits, whatever it is, whichever way you can acquire it, that will last a long time and will feed you or help to feed you. Because you say, well, I know how to hunt fish, I'm going to live off the land. Well, we kind of figured all that back in the 90s wouldn't last very long, you see. Because you'd have all these people living off the land, and pretty soon there'd be no game, would there? Yeah. And then if they wanted to, the boys in the helicopters could just go by and go, ba 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 ba, you know, ba 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 ba. They could kill a herd of elk or caribou or deer or anything. They could also kill a whole bunch of hunters. So you're not going to have that opportunity to be doing that all the time, right? Of it in the Gulf, didn't they? Still has the Corexit and the oil oozing up. You got that still goes around the coast into Florida. You got a few things in the North Atlantic that are still good, but now you've got Fukushima killing a lot of the Pacific up, the seafood and life out of this there. And at the same time, they got us wanting to vaccinate us here in the United States, maybe go mandatory. And like Colorado has got a bill in their legislature. And in the legislature, they want to make it mandatory for any parents who refuse to take the vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine, to make it mandatory for re-education in a re-education camp. Okay? That's what they're talking about. And my good friend, one of my good friends from California, let's just say MS, let's just say that way, that they say, yeah, they're trying to destroy the DNA in their fight against the Heavenly Father. You better believe it. Trying to corrupt the DNA of humankind, you see. That was originally brought into the world, you see, and then now that Jesus came and died, you know, and was risen, and that the blood of Jesus is here to wash your sins away and to give you an eternal life in heaven, you know, which is the greatest deal in the world. Wash away all the bad stuff you do, and if you ask Lord Jesus, and if you say, Lord, I'm a sinner and I'm repenting of my sins. You say, Lord, I'm going to repent of my sins and I know by the blood of Jesus, if you'll come into my heart and be my Savior, that you'll start to wash my sins clean and wash them away. Oh, I'll tell you, after, if you're out there and if you got a thousand faces on you, you got a thousand faces that keep you from going to sleep at night and make you drink 2 quarts of whiskey, okay? To figure out just how drunk you can get so you can maybe sleep a few winks before you got to get up and do it all again. And before they give you that special call, and the next thing you know, you're on your way to, I don't know, where are you on the way to? Somewhere else in the world. And you give them the folder and the pictures and all the stuff and what they're doing, you know, and who it is and all that stuff and their habits and where they go and all the surveillance on it. And it's like, okay, you know, elevation such and such, distance, bop, bop, how many clicks, bop, 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 wait and see, following around, looking around, okay, yeah. See you later, back on the plane. So if you got all that bitis going out there, if you're in a briar patch, and the briar patches, the Greg Evans used to call them, he said they're briar patches, where they keep groups of guys and stuff, and gals, because they had the Athena Project a few years ago, and they brought a lot of them into the, let's say, the D-Track teams, and that kind of stuff, or the teams that don't exist type teams, and all of that. But if you would like to get out of that mess and not go straight down into hell, then I suggest that you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And God bless Mr. DG, you see, because I know, and you said to me that you were so glad that you made it okay for you to come back to the Lord, just as Brother Quayle made it good for me to come back again to Lord Jesus. And I'm not in that world class of whatever, I'm not in that class. I've known some of those people, and know a lot of those people still. Some of those people listen to this show, you know? But all I'm telling you is, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Avail yourself of it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to keep old Hawk in the air, striking blues against the enemies of Lord Jesus, then I hope you do. Put it in a card or a letter or whatever. Anything, a little something would be great. FRNs, metals, easiest. Check, money order. Send them to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. May he provide you with medical miracles when needed. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, just for a second here, let me take a moment. Lord Jesus, I know that you know about who these people are. Let's go, Lord, to my brother G in Nebraska, Lord, will you go down and right now, will you touch him in Nebraska and touch his body and provide him a medical miracle to remove all that stuff that may be inside him or that is oncoming or at least thought to be oncoming? Will you give him a medical miracle and restore him to full power and health? Because he is your servant, Lord. And he does do missionary work as well. Just incredible fellow. G in Nebraska, Lord, take it right now. Go to him, Lord Jesus. And everybody else will play for G in Nebraska. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Give him a medical miracle. And also right now, as told to me by a friend in East Tennessee, she wants us to pray, if we can, for Ron. Lord Jesus, there's a man named Ron. You know who he is? He's a friend of our sister in East Tennessee. And Lord, if you will go to him and if you will provide the medical miracle with regard to his esophagus, his stomach, the lymph nodes, and the intestines. Lord, if you will just touch him and just wash him clean, Lord Jesus, of this stuff right now and restore him to full health, Lord Jesus, in your name we pray. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's just amazing all of the good things that have happened to people and then of all the stuff that even when people have passed. We've had some cases where some people had been another 10 years. we had others that marvelous opportunity to go home for Christmas, for one more Christmas, and then to arrange all of their wonderful affairs so their family would not be troubled whatsoever, and then to die peacefully and to pass on to the Lord Jesus and leave extremely good, capable people in charge of the family, you see. Oh, Lord Jesus, this is wonderful. Or to have some people who, when they were getting ready to go in, you see, and they're on the way to the operating room, that they, the Lord touched them, and they heard the prayer before they went in. They went in, they found there was no problem there to deal with anymore, and that it could be reversed, and with just a simple twist of the wrist, in a sense. And we're so thankful for all the things that you do on behalf of the people, Lord. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all you do and all you've done and all that you will do. So, Lord, we're going to try to hold this ground until you come back. And we know you are coming because you rose and you said you'll come and you will come. But we also know, Lord Jesus, that we're going to have to go through this stuff and all this crazy things and the wars and rumors of wars and the earthquakes and the volcanoes and the famines and the pestilences, all of the things that are already happening that are just the beginning of sorrows. Because we know, Lord Jesus, that the demons are coming, that the ancient ones are coming back. The Tau Gigantes, all the strange Rephaim, Nephilim, and all of these people. And if they're going to come against them, but we know, Lord Jesus, if we got you on our side and we're with you and you're with us, then we do not have to fear them. We can stand in the gap against them and any of their demonic commie rats that come out of the woodwork, it seems, this time. Well, we're going to declare warlordism on your behalf, Lord Jesus. We're going to declare that we're going to occupy on your behalf. And let that be each farm, each apartment block, each lot in the suburbs, each lot in town, each business on the business street that your people have. And let that be the ground. Let that be the bulwark against the evil that is getting ready to come. And to do that, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be prepared as best you can. If you have not done so, then go out tonight. If you do not have a firearm, and believe me, you want to know, if you look at the statistics, the most incredible number of first-time buyers of firearms you've ever seen before the ammunition gets run out. And it's starting to run out in bulk a lot of places, then go out and get yourself a basic 12-gauge pump, whatever brand you want. If you can get a good used one, or if your Uncle Lefty's got one, or your Uncle Righty, or your Uncle, Shish Kebab has got one, or whatever, then get one of those. Clean it up. Put a little gun oil on it and slide that slide ka-ching ka-chang, right? You know? And you get you some double-aught buck, number four buck, so maybe some number two shot or number four shot, you know, bird shot, forest pine. You might want to get you a little six so you could either get bigger birds if you wanted to feed yourself. But what I'm trying to say is you better get that. And then if you've got a pistol, you can get a pretty good pistol anymore for not a lot of money. You can get great Taurus and all kind of stuff. And you can get the smaller Rugers and different things like that. And no, they're not the big boomers, you know, but you can get them. You can also get the Smith & Wesson, the Ruger, the whatever, the Glocks, the Sig Sauers, all the different types of things. And you can get them for cheaper price, you know, I think, because I remember when Glocks and certain things like that went for big, big money years ago, you know, particularly like East Coast and places like that. But you can get a sidearm. get a holster for the sidearm, whether it be concealed or whether it be under the, cross draw, whether it be on the side, a pancake, whatever type of holster it is that you feel comfortable with, and then get that. And then if you can get yourself a basic rifle, either a, doesn't have to be the most expensive, you can get a 223, an AR-15 type rifle, okay? And you can get some of those now for like $5.99, that kind of stuff. I remember when they used to be a lot more than that. They started out when I bought an AR-15 years ago, but now there's a whole lot of them. You might be able to pick some of them up used, too, that are good. Go to your local gun shop, see what they've got, and buy one of those, or if you can get a 308, you know. Or even if you just get your old granddaddy's 30-06 bolt action rifle, nothing wrong with that. Or somebody, old granddad's M1, okay? Old granddad's M1 that he got after he got back from the war, or maybe even mailed it back home in a box, you know? When my daddy told me about some guys that were company commanders in World War II, and that one of them, he remembers a guy that was from Texas, and he lived on a big old ranch in Texas, and he was like a captain in the Army at that time. And he said that guy was mailing back piecemeal. He was mailing back 30 cal machine guns, 50 caliber machine guns, rifles, all kind of stuff back for the ranch, just in case they had any trouble with Comanches or wild boar, if you know what I mean. So, ladies and gentlemen, you better get some firearms, and you better get nuclear, biological, chemical gear. Go to approvedgasmasks.com. I don't know what their stock position is right now, and I don't have anything, and I don't have any relationship with them. Approvedgasmasks.com, and look at all the different types of high-quality, brand-new gas masks, not surplus, all of the high-quality filters that fit them, and you need more than one for each person. Depends on how long you think you might be under a radioactive cloud or a chemical or a biological cloud. You see what I'm saying? You can get, if you can still get them now, which you can, M95-type filters. Military M-95 type filters for those gas masks. And you'll see different ones by Mestel and Scott, different things like that. You can also get the Tyvek F type suits, or better. You can go up into CFP3, chemical factor protection 3s or 4s, which are heavier. There's all kind of stuff. You can go on up into the full spacesuit if you got the money to do that. So when you do that, you declare your ranch, or you declare your farm, or you declare your business, or your, lot in the suburbs, or your house in town, in the small city, in the small town. You declare that your, warlord zone, your autonomous zone, and you fly the flag of the United States, and you fly the flag of Lord Jesus, And if they want to come, then let them come. Because I'm going to tell you what. When you get righteous people, going to defend their homes with firearms, and what you have is you have something that occurred when this nation was formed. And in the initial law of this country, the Declaration of Independence. And this would, regardless of who the enemy, foreign or domestic, is. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, meaning the American people, under absolute despotism. And I'm not saying Trump. I'm saying what might be to come. Under Biden, or Pelosi, or under Kamala Harris, or under the woman who still thinks she's the governor of Georgia, okay? Or the slick mayor from Atlanta, or whatever. Benson designed or reduced them under absolute despotism. In other words, when Lucifer comes and overlays the Antichrist, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and for your property and for the Bill of Rights. Stand on up. Don't let them take in any Luciferian knife without a fight. But get prepared, ladies and gentlemen. Get prepared. Get prepared as best you can. Keep your bills paid. Don't go up on the flyer and bet everything on that because Hawk says he guarantees you it's going to happen. It's coming. And I'm warning you, as the Lord Jesus has told me to warn you, by reading it from the scriptures in his red letters. I'm trying to read you everything as best I can and to show you what's happening. I don't know the exact time or the dates or any kind of thing. I looked at those things last night and I said, oh boy, they may be trying to tell somebody about dates coming up in July or dates coming up in August and November. You remember I broke down what I thought were some of the signals in the what they created the Dow averages to be? As in, the Dow was down yesterday. It's up today. I didn't even look at them. The Dow was down in 1861 was the Dow yesterday. That was the beginning of the Civil War. And then it was 18 is three sixes, right? And then you got 6 and 1 is 7. And then it was 0.82, so if you have 7 and 82 is 10, do you have a civil war starting by the Luciferians beginning on the 10th of July of this year? I don't know. But there's a possibility it could start tonight. And if the French are trying to get froggy, and if they're under the demonic control, and the French are controlled basically monetarily by the Rothschild family, and it is the French Rothschilds that run the show at this particular time. All right? And it's real, real, real interesting. And with all Bezos allegedly and all the different people up in Patagonia, okay, or up in, the Far East, you know, the land of, I can't even think of it right now. New Zealand. I was going to think the land of the, different shires of the, the Twin Towers and all the different movies, you know. But sometimes you lose that stuff at all, so I'm just forget it. So they're either New Zealand or they're in Patagonia. Down below, deep. In a sense, on the beach. In another sense, like the last ship. Okay? And then we got the mighty men and women of valor. And I know that you're still out there. Some of you did not go to space, but others did take your families there. And you took some of the best good hardware. And you went to the nice paradise-type planets. But yet I know that some of you came back and that are in and around and pop in and out periodically. Because you can fold space-time. You can do it. And those say that you can't do that. Remember I read to you? Remember when I read to you the information? Tapping into stuff, you know, warp drive, dark energy, and the manipulation of extra dimensions. Defense Intelligence Reference Document to April 2010. To April 2010. Defense Intelligence Reference Document. Okay? Warp drive, dark energy, manipulation of extra dimensions. Oh, yeah. And we talked about scalar weapons and their weaponization and how you do it, how they are doing it. And we are under the different new types of warfare. But at a certain point, it all gets local now, doesn't it? It all gets local. And I'm going to tell you what. When you see them come down the pack to you and you got them in your optics and they've just interrupted your supper because you're nice big old dog started barking at him from a way up. Or maybe you had them old trip wires out there that sensors flashed on and you got your Dakota alerts and they tripped the trigger and rang a bell in your kitchen. Or maybe you just got somebody on the old optics, you know, looking out with the old optics like old Mickey Lapua, you know. With 338, you know, ways of love right there. Mickey, keep them strong in the optics, and Mickey, squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk it, because it'd be nice if we could just drop them and then go back to having our can of chunky soup. Don't go into that Luciferian 9.5. Mighty men and women about her. Strike blows against these Luciferians. Go ahead and do it. The Lord allows, and Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready. And God bless you. All those on the Worn Soul Drive, buddies. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And the B&E, a B, y'all watch out there now, because that stuff is going to get bigger and bigger. And in Nashville tonight, they're going to try to do another autonomous zone in Nashville. And I would tell those in Tennessee to take it up with them. Take it up with them on the streets. And deny this demon commie rat scum. And oh, it'll start peaceful. But watch it turn. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May the Lord just protect you against all evil.